last couple of weeks have been quite stressful for me. So when I'm in a weird vibe, I definitely dabble into CBD products, specifically Vance Global. They have these dope cigarettes that really just take a puff and Lord, just relaxes you and eases you and calms you down. And then like after I take that moment with myself and, you know, partake in some CBD, I can go on with my day and feel way more relaxed knowing that everything's going to be cool. They have other products as well, such as gummies, which is a new thing. So definitely check it out. Go to the link in my bio for more information. And yeah, enjoy, partake, and all that. Bye. Beautiful people, this is Astro Dim laying in my bed because you know it's my bed in astrology, and so I'm thinking that I'll do 2 podcasts a month, one for like my main subject of the month, another is a spiritual rambling. And I'm thinking that what I'll do is like if you're interested in chatting and joining this podcast, you can join the spiritual ramblings part because I think it'll be just cool to just chat with folks who are about this spiritual shit and just talk and connect and things like that, and we can talk about anything. It'll just be conversational, be a teacher learning experience for us and the listeners. So that's what I'm kind of feeling. Let me know what you think about that. Okay, all right. So with that being said, I was doing the spiritual rambling is connected to like modern time versus the biblical times, and a theory that I have that are connected with the ages, and that I kind of came up with this concept while doing a reading for somebody. And it, like, I have a clear cognizance, which I appreciate so much, because like if I had clairvoyance and actually like saw shit in like the 3D like waking life, I would probably lose my mind. I would not like that. I don't want that. And sometimes I have it randomly, like I have like a ghost cat in my house, which is really cute. My living cat be playing with them and everything. But like that's it. Like a couple of times I saw spirits and stuff, but you know, that's it. I want to keep my shit clairvoyance. And even the other clairs are weird too. Not clairvoyance. I want to keep a clear cognizance, because like clear audience, terrifying. I would hate that. I have it randomly, but to have it like as your main thing, oh my God. The clear tasting seems fun. If it's like dessert, if it's dessert, I'm cool with that. You know, all in the clear, all the other things that it's beautiful. I think they're amazing, but I don't know if I'm about that life. I like having clear cognizance to just pop up in your head. And it's like, you know shit. I appreciate that type of intuition. But anyways, I was doing someone's reading, picking up stuff. And then this thought just like, blooped. So his download just plooped in my head. Like, pop. I was like, all right. Wow. Incredible. So this is my theory. And let me actually pull up the notes that I wrote. Because it's not like wrote on the theory. Was more so notes on the ages, right? So you guys already did a podcast episode on it, many series on it, many Twitter threads on it. I posted it on Twitter, on IG, on TikTok. I proclaim it to the world. It is not the age of Aquarius, right? It's not. Now I know there are some people who calculate ages based off of the positioning of the earth during the solstice, but I think it makes the most sense to do it during equinox time personally, because it's equal. It's when the earth is literally it's not wobbling in a forward or backwards. It's at an equal place. It's like it's kind of straighter, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like doing the equinox is better. And then the Aries equinox makes the most sense. And it could just be a cultural thing, of course. But it is, you know, when basically the beginning of the new year. You know what I mean? In a lot of different cultures. But someone could be like, well, why not Libra? Because for the Southern Hemisphere folks, that's their spring. So that's the tricky part. I'm not going to front. But if it still check, it still checks out regardless. I think if you, you know, it's only kind of off by a little bit if you use the Libra equinox or the March equinox. But anywho, ages basically are verified by where the sun is behind, like what constellation is behind the sun during a during the vernal equinox, the March equinox, right? So it's kind of like a mixture of sidereal astrology as well as tropic astrology, because the sidereal side is that we're looking at the sun sidereally, like when the sun rises, what constellation is behind it. That's how sidereal astrologers go do their astrology. They look up in the sky to see. But as tropic astrologers base things off of the seasons, where the sun is in respect to the earth between the Tropic of Capricorn and Cancer. And so we are applying the equator in here, because the when the sun is meeting at the equator is either fall or spring. When the sun is moving up to the equator, that is spring to Northern Hemisphere and fall to Southern Hemisphere, blah blah blah. So anyways, with that being said though, like you can tell, like we're using both tropic concepts as well as sidereal concepts. All right, we're using the seasons and we're looking in the sky. So you know with age it is based off of where the sun is in the sky, like what constellation is behind it in the sky. If we were to like look up during, you know, the first day of spring. All right, so usually that happens between like March 19th to March 21st, around that time. Sometimes March 18th to March 21st, depending on the year. And right now the sun is well, not right now, but basically this equinox in 2021 that just passed in March, when we looked up, the sun was around like 4 degrees Pisces. Alright, so that means we're still in the age of Pisces. Now, we started the age of Pisces the year 222. The age of Pisces range is going to be from 222, the year 222, to 2377. So that's the age of Pisces. And then between 2377 to 4532, 4533 is the age of Aquarius. So all of us, we're going to be dead by the time it's the age of Aquarius. It's going to be like our children's children's children is going to be around during that time. Children's 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 children and blah blah blah. Alright, so this whole we're in the age of Aquarius, like if you can't give me a mathematical reasoning on why it's the age of Aquarius, I don't want to hear it. I don't. Because this is the thing. It's not that, what happened to you being spiritual? No, no. Spirituality and logic go hand in hand. Okay? And this is why, like, there's some times where the sun is moving faster. I mean, it's not the sun, excuse me. The earth's moving faster than slower. Like, that means that, like, spirituality, well, logic is catching up to spirituality and the things that we're supposed to be doing. You know, like this is why we have these random anomalies that happen logically. It's because something spiritual has happened and is literally being reflected through logic. You get what I'm saying? Through science and shit. So, you know, you never want to lean too far from one thing. You know what I mean? Because they all coincide. This is what the life experience is. All right? So I definitely wanted to make that clear real quick. Okay? Now, to say this though, the age of Aries, right, I do want to say this, was 1934 BC or BCE. I say BC because I fuck with Yeshua is my dude, okay? So before Christ, before Yeshua. So 1934 BC to 222, common era, you know. Right, so it is between that time. Now this is like biblical times that we're talking about, right? Biblical. And even the age of Taurus is some biblical times too. It's 4090 BC to 1934 BC. All right. And then, you know, I'll keep going for a little while. Age of Gemini is 6246 BC to 4090 BC. Age of Cancer, 8406 BC to 6246 BC. Age of Leo, 10,558 BC to 8406 BC. Age of Virgo, 12714 BC to 10558 BC. Age of Libra, it goes on and on and on. And these are approximates, because the reason why I can make approximations like this is because usually an age is like 2,157 years, right? So, or 56, right? Around that time. And the reason why you know this is because, you know, we go through an entire age cycle about like 25,000 years. All you gotta do is divide that by 12. Bam, you there, right? That's an age. So that's how that is calculated, right? That's for the people who are interested in the calculations of all this stuff. But you can always, it's a little bit difficult to do BC because the calendars were different back in those days and everything. But so that's why I just deducted in that way. But you can always check out when is the age of Pisces and all that stuff, at the very least, by literally going to astro.com, putting a birth chart of like the year 222. You know what I'm saying? Seeing where the sun was during that equinox, that vernal equinox, and you will see it will be in Aries. You know what I'm saying? And so on and so forth, and doing that for the future for Aquarius and the next age of Capricorn and blah blah blah. But you know, because the calendars changed and switched and shit, you know, it's a little bit difficult. So you have to, that's why I just deduct 2156 for each situation, each age, right? So that's my thing. So I know I kind of like already explained, like, you know, the technical parts of it and everything. Actually, I missed one part. So, you know, when it comes to ages, what we're doing is calculating as well the, like, not the rotation of the Earth's axis. And so when the Earth makes like basically when the Earth kind of like rotates on its kind of spins, it's not just spinning forward, you know, it's also wobbling and it's moving, like the top of the Earth is moving, like the poles, right? And so a perfect example would be this, you know what I'm saying? Polaris is our North Star now. It wasn't our North Star in the BC era. Our North Star was another one. And I think around the age of Aquarius, our North Star will be Vega, you know? And it's because, like, as the Earth is spinning, it's also, like, and wobbling, like, the axis is pointing at different parts of space, too. And that, and, you know, when it goes to its full circle, that's basically a full age, okay? And that happens, again, a full cycle of it, of an age is 25,000 years, and the actual age, like when you move to the sign, the age of the signs and stuff, that's again 2,156 years. All right, so that's the technical shit. All right, hopefully I made that clear. Let me know if you have any questions, blah blah blah. Anywho, this is my theory. You know how in the Bible, right, a lot of people be like, oh, that shit's fake, this stuff couldn't have happened. Like, angels didn't just come down. People didn't just experience things like this. I think it did happen. I think a lot of the myths and the stories of, like, these situations did happen. This is my sun conjunct Neptune coming through. This is my sun in the 12th house coming through. Mercury in the 12th house coming through. I actually thought it happened. And I always did ever since I was a kid. And, you know, of course you have more of an imagination when you're a kid. But You know, I felt like, and I think this is why I was so disappointed in this time period, because, you know, I felt like, you know, you'd be able to imagine stuff or even experience stuff that's out of this world more easily back in the day. And it was hard because we're just so 3D focused. It was so hard. And so it was really, it just disappointed me, you know, like that I had, and I would like try to sleep to have that experience that I was expecting on Earth. I know this sounds crazy, but I was just a really out there kid. Okay. Now, I believe that stuff happened. And I think the reason why, like, basically we are not experiencing, like, you know, God coming down or angels coming down and these big spiritual experiences is because of the age that we are in describes the lessons that we need to learn. All right. So let's talk about this, right? The example that I used when I gave someone a mini reading was the difference between the high priestess and the hierophant, right? Now, the high priestess is, you know, the perfect description, tarot description of divine femininity. And the hierophant is the perfect description of, or it could be, you can call him the high priest too. I know in certain cards he's the high priest. He's a perfect example of divine masculinity, right? In the sense of this. The hierophant or the high priest is someone who is like, you know, the like kind of the most like global understanding of what the high priest could be. It's like the Dalai Lama or the Pope, right? And these are people who have all this knowledge. They have it. They got this knowledge. They wrote it down in books. They learn how to be a certain way, and they're very like overt on how they go about their teaching. It's like, okay, I want to learn about this and about this and this. I'm gonna go and get a book. I'm gonna go channel. I'm gonna go write. I'm gonna go, you know what I mean? Like, they're very forward. They take action based off of like their what they want to learn spiritually. You know what I mean? It's very forward. Like, you know, it's very masculine to have like books on how to be spiritual, books on how to connect with God, like the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, all that. You know what I'm saying? That's very masculine approach to spirituality. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. But that's how masculine energy works. They're very overt. They're going to do stuff. They're going to write it down. They're going to enforce even. You know what I'm saying? So there's that, right? And then it's the high priestess. And the lesson and the cards of the high priestess. No, actually, let me rewind that real quick. With the hierophant / high priest, right? The lesson of that card is, you know, it's connected to tradition, stability, security. Do what you have been doing. Do what your ancestors have done. Understand the philosophies of things. Get the information that's in front of you and work through that and create a structure when it comes to your philosophy, right? Which is what religion is, right? Religion is very light based, right? Now, the high priestess is divine femininity. The high priestess is like, bump those books for right now. What is God telling you directly? Use your intuition. What is spirit telling you? What's your higher self telling you? Balance yourself out so you can hear this. This is why it's the dark column and the white column. Balance yourself out so you can know what spirit is trying to tell you, how your ancestors are trying to guide you, how your guides are trying to help you here. This is you depending on your intuition, not what no book is saying, right? Not someone else's interpretation of what happened. What do you feel? What do you think? This is divine femininity. Okay, this is tapping in to your intuition. This is covert energy, allowing spirit to influence you so you can go influence others and do what spirit wants you to do. Right now, you gotta be careful with this because it's not just spirit out here influencing people. There's some negative
energies are doing that too. So you got, that's why people really stress spiritual hygiene. All right, that's very important. And feeding your ancestors and taking care of your ancestors that are here to guide you so they can continue to protect you and have the strength to do so. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you know, that high priestess card is like bump religion, culture, the books, all that, right? It's not that they're not important, but put them to the side for a moment. What is spirit directly telling you? Use your intuition. I'm not going to be here to be able to just give you the information. What is spirit trying to tell you directly? Right? So you understand that. The high priestess and the hierophant. Divine masculinity versus divine femininity, right? Now think about this. The last age that we were in is the age of Aries. Again, between is 1934 BC to 222. Current common era. Right? This is the age of Aries. Alright? Age of Aries is that's the time period. What's Aries represents? Masculinity is a masculine sign. And the reason why it's connected to masculinity is because it's very forward, very overt. It's taking action, is motivation, is passion, is doing, is literally taking action, right? So this is a masculine sign. We all know this. Or most of us do, right? Alright. So of course, spirit is going to be direct with your ass. Right? You see what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to go through these crazy spiritual experiences that are right in front of your fucking face. This smacks you in the face like, bam, this is it. Because this is like pushing you to be motivated and driven to take action. And it's like, it's the representation of masculine energy being forward, being overt. And so spirit is going to be overt with you to light that fire under your ass. And this is why people, these people at these times was going through these crazy ass situations. Now, I know you're saying, well, what about the age of Taurus? Right? A biblical times was, you know, before 1934. Well, the age of Taurus, you have to think about what Taurus represents too. Taurus is a feminine sign, yes. But Taurus is all about like tangibility, right? It's extremely connected to tangibility. It is like physical. And so again, spirit has to take a physical form in order for people to get what the hell is going on. Right? Age of Gemini, another masculine sign. All right. So you're like, okay, this is the masculine energy. But this is probably when people were hearing spirits and hearing situations and communicating with the unknown like a motherfucker, right? Age of Gemini was 6246 to 4090 BC. Both of them BC era. All right. So I'm not going to go too further. I'm going to switch over to Age of Pisces and why we aren't just seeing shit. Like how the biblical times, you know, because if you think about it, I believe 222 was towards the tail end of a lot of like the holy Roman Holy Empire. Like they were kind of like, you know, still fighting and stuff, but it was kind of getting to the tail end of it. I remember a lot. I remember around this time, I don't actually remember, but around this time, you know, this is a lot of like, I believe so. I could be wrong. I believe so towards the end of like people dying, the early Christians dying in the name of Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? Like they're literally dying in the name of Yeshua because the Roman Empire wasn't feeling it. They they the one that killed off Yeshua. They're like, why are people still believing in him? You know what I'm saying? But I believe like, of course it was happening like right after Yeshua died and stuff. But 222, like, I don't know. Ain't that like Constantinople, like Byzantine Empire era? Like, of not era. Like, of course that was a whole empire. So it was longer. But, you know, I'm going to actually Google it real quick. But with the age of Pisces though, right? You think about Pisces. Pisces is all about using your intuition, using your imagination, tapping in internally. I feel like High Priestess is very connected to that Pisces energy. You know what I mean? Tapping into your intuition, listening to spirit, finding ways on how you connect with spirit and how it's supposed to help the collective too. And so in the age of Pisces, the sign of imagination, the sign of intuition, the main lesson for humans right now is being able to use your intuition. So they have to take away these direct experiences that the Bible had of things being in your face, right? Of like angels literally just plopping their asses down like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? We can't have that no more. You can't have that no more, because that's not using your intuition. The angels are like, listen, you need to use your intuition to hear what we're saying. This is a power that you need to tap into. Right? This is why people are getting deeper into spirituality as we are edging out of the age of Pisces. Right? Because we're in the last 5 degrees of the age of Pisces right now. This is why everyone thinks we're in the age of Aquarius. We're not. We're 4 degrees Pisces. Ages move backwards, similar to nodes. Right? Because that's how the earth wobbles. The top of the earth wobbles backwards. So that's how it's kind of being portrayed here. But beyond that, right, the thing is that what ages represent is like the overall human lessons for those 2,156-57 years. All right, so for this time between 2222 to 2377, we are learning to tap into our intuition appropriately. We're learning to tap into that energy, to use our imaginations, to be able to connect with spirit, even when spirit can't come down in a physical, tangible, like, I can sense all my senses to be able to, like, understand and communicate and hear what they're saying. Like, they're trying to, like, need to be able to connect with us, even if you can't physically see us or hear us. You know what I mean? You need to tap into that mind. Use that pineal gland, that third eye. You know what I'm saying? And that's so Piscean when you think about it. Because Pisces is all about that. Intuition. That's why they're so empathic. You know what I'm saying? They're so empathic. They use like their senses and be able to feel things. And to the point that they like feel them in their body physically. You know, this is the way for us to be able to communicate with spirit. And this is the lesson of this age, the age of Pisces. And this is why towards the tail end of the age of Pisces, people are tapping more into spirit. And this is why a lot of religious, like there was a lot of religious turmoil around the year 222, forward and backward, like a lot. Like it was really bad. Like the Crusades were insane during this time, because people probably was like, well, spirit ain't just coming down no more. Was I high? Was I tripping? What did I do wrong? You know? And I'm not saying that everybody had that experience with spirit. You know, I feel like, you know, the people who were born during the age of Aries and age of Taurus, you know what I mean? I feel like certain folks did connect with spirit a little bit more. Just like how it is now, there's certain people who are just more psychic, who are just more in tune, who can tap in a little bit easier. You know what I mean? That's just how life is. Everyone has intuition, but some people are just really, really gifted and have a strong power of it. Just like some people are faster runners. Some people are just naturally better singers. Some people's hair easily is just the strongest hair. You know what I mean? Your hair has a lot of strength. You know, some people's nails naturally just grow longer. It's the same type of situation here. You know what I mean? And so it is literally our duty for the next 300 odd years, 300 some change, to be a 300, I say actually 350, around 350 years, to be able to continuously tap in and be able to tap into spirit without having them come down to us directly. Like, bitch, the fuck? This is why dreams, they're coming through our dreams, man. Pisces is connected to dreams in the bed, right? This is why everyone's just getting these angel numbers. This is why we're feeling things intuitively. This is why, like, these deep emotional, like, moments are happening to us and we feel like we're losing our minds. You know? Because we've been told all this time that, oh, maybe it was just your imagination and maybe it was our ancestors' imagination too. No, it wasn't. They were actually seeing shit. They was actually seeing shit. I believe the stories of, like, the Bible, of the Quran, of the Torah, of, like, the all the myths, the mythologies and the stories in Africa, India, Asia, the Americas, Europe, all that. That shit happened. That shit happened. Or those people really did channel it right. Because one thing that's incredible is how so many people believed in it. So strongly. So strongly. And the worst come the worst, I mean, okay, we made it up and we made it real. You know what I'm saying? All right, fine, that we made it up and we made it real. But the thing is, it's still real. And they still actually was able to kind of, I wouldn't say personify, but make themselves tangible for people to be able to experience them. But now that's not going to really happen like that anymore. Maybe in the age of Aquarius, I'm not sure. But not while any of us is still living. All right. Age of Aquarius is a little bit interesting because Age of Aquarius is a masculine sign, yes. But Aquarius is all about the unconventional, the unique, the different. It's very technology-based. You know, and so maybe someone can say, like, hey, you know, it's unconventional and unique to believe in certain spirits and in certain belief systems. And now people are doing it. It could be that. But it could also be, too, you know, people are leaning more towards technology. Or it could be people are leaning towards technology to understand spirit, to understand the universe, to understand how that works. And that will be kind of like the lesson here, how to use, like, your logic to be able to understand the world, you know? So that could be it too. But that's my spiritual rambling, all right, of biblical times and the ages and stuff like that. I would love to hear what you guys think. Please let me know. I'll be interested to hear what you guys think about this. So holler at me or whatever, alright? hit me up and all that stuff. I would love to hear from you, okay? And I'm gonna pose a question on here too. Alright, y'all. Peace.